People with disabilities will be able to get their benefits faster thanks to a new rule from Social Security. The process to determine benefits for people with severe disabilities often takes about 2 weeks. This new program could reduce it to just a few days. Michael Astrew is the commissioner of the Social Security Administration, and he joins us now live to tell us about it. Mr. Astrew, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for inviting me back.
Tell us about this new rule change, how it changes things up for SSA.
Sure. Well, I think the exciting thing is in the last few years, we've put in two new fast tracks for processing disability claims. And we're doing about 4.6% of our cases now in a matter of about 10 to 14 days on average. Some days, sometimes it's a couple days, sometimes it can be a little bit longer than 2 weeks. But that contrasts very favorably with the old tracks. And what we're trying to do, now that we've been so successful in identifying the cases that really should just be allowed, the old rules that required a medical review in every case have just become rubber stamping, dead weight loss. It takes away time and effort from the harder cases where we need that medical expertise. So by shifting the medical review out of these cases will be decided more quickly, I hope within about a week. You know, we don't really know for sure. We have to do it and just see. There's no real downside to making this move. But what we're also excited about is it will free up more time with the medical doctors for some of the other cases that are backed up, that are trickier, that do require a lot of medical expertise.
Well, people looking at this from the outside might ask, well, wait a minute, if you don't have a medical review, how do you know the claims are valid? How do you prevent waste, fraud, and abuse from coming in? Because that's always plagued a lot of state and local disability systems as well.
Sure. Well, let's take a track like the compassionate allowance track, where we've listed 88 diseases and conditions, where basically, by definition, if you have that disease or condition, we know that you qualify for disability. You know, for instance, my father had the same rare form of brain cancer that Senator Kennedy had, and you know with a high degree of certainty from diagnosis to death is about 15 months without, you know, much of a range on one side or the other. If you've got a confirmed case of that, then we really don't need a doctor to go through the rest of the detail of the record and go through all the other things we do to make sure that we make the right decision. And then, of course, nothing, if there's a doubt in an examiner's mind, and usually these are the more experienced examiners doing these cases, there's nothing that prevents an examiner from consulting with a doctor if there seems to be something out of the ordinary. But if you've got a confirmed case of, a glioma, an astrocytoma, you really shouldn't have to go through the rest of our paperwork. You shouldn't have to go through the rest of the process. We don't need to do it on our end. It's burdensome for the person that's filing the claim. So I really think this is win-win. It's more compassionate for the people who are applying. It's more efficient for us, and it allows us to spend more of our time and effort on the cases where really there are tough issues and we have to work very hard to make sure that we're doing them correctly.
Because if you and your family are already dealing with something like a glioblastoma, then the paperwork is really secondary to you anyway. But as you explained, it frees up the examiners and it frees up the physicians. So from what I'm hearing you say, it would create a trickle-down a decrease of backlog, and it would speed up the process for everybody, ultimately, eventually. I mean, maybe not lightning speed, but better than it has been?
I think that's right. I mean, because what happens is, you know, not a lot of our doctors are consultants. They're not there full time, particularly in certain areas of expertise. So if an examiner sees a case, which we know has to be an allowance under the rules, but the process still requires a medical review, it can go over to a busy doc who may not be working more than a day a week, and it can sit there for a week, it can sit there for 2 weeks, it can sit there for a month. And there's no real purpose to the work anymore because we've been able, through technology and more specificity in our rules, to say simply that certain types of cases are allowances. So for the people that are in these categories, it'll be a blessing. It'll be quicker. It'll be less paperwork. And for the rest of our population, it means that we, you know, to a small extent, I don't want to overstate it, but to a small extent, we'll have a little bit more in the way of resources to move those cases along. And we do have an onslaught of cases. We have about 650,000 more cases this year than we had originally projected as a result of the recession. So a lot of the states that do the first two levels of review for us are reeling under the caseload. So anything that we can do to work smarter benefits all Americans.
We were speaking with Michael Astru, the Commissioner of Social Security, and this approach you're taking sounds a lot like what the VA is doing with Agent Orange. If you were in Vietnam and you have these diseases, then that's all we need to know, that it's Agent Orange and you get the disability benefit, and this is something they just instituted. Do you and VA and any other agencies that process this type of claim collaborate on methodology ever?
We do, and we look very systematically whether we can piggyback on decisions made at the VA. It's tough. Their statutory standard and their system are very different. They don't have the vocational requirements that we have. They give benefits by percent of disability. It's a very different system. But we talk all the time. We've been providing technical support to them. They really need to be moving to an electronic system. They're still a paper-based system. And that's very inefficient. It reduces quality. And it prevents you from using a lot of these new techniques that we're using that allow you to sort through your cases and try to identify up front the ones that really ought to be easy to decide. So we do talk all the time, we're also trying to get with DOD and VA on the medical side, trying to make sure that their systems for electronic medical records are compatible with ours and that we have data transfers so that if someone coming out of the military is injured, there aren't cases lost in the shuffle because of the paperwork, that we ought to be able to contact DOD or VA and very quickly and efficiently get a complete electronic medical record. We're not there yet, but getting there is an important initiative of this administration, and we should have pretty good progress on this by sometime next year.